welcoming into the program the head coach of the University of Maine Black Bear football team, Nick Charlton. Nick, good afternoon.
Rich, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm not on vacation, though. Here you are with us when you, well, you should be just kicking back and taking it easy. We appreciate it.
Don't worry. I got back to Bangor like a half hour ago, so now it's officially over. we had a nice couple of days. We were down in a gun quit. We just needed to get a couple before we get to training camp because obviously we're about a week away here, so we're getting rolling pretty soon.
How's the family doing? Lily must be pretty close to 3 months old now, right?
That's good math right there. You're on it. She is. She's like kind of starting to become a human, as I call it, you know, like smiling and things like that, rather than just looking at you the whole time. So it's pretty wild. The whole trip navigating three of them is definitely a thing.
Well, it was also CAA Media Day done virtually this year today. And Bob, the usual thing, a chance to talk about the coming season, polls and all conference and that sort of thing. The poll, I know you don't put much stock in. I never do either. Black Bears picked ninth. The only thing I thought about when I saw that is, I think that that's exactly where Maine was picked in 2018 when you were a game away from the national championship.
It was roughly around there, and you beat me to that one. So that obviously flashed through my mind, and we discussed it as a team, and we don't put a lot of stock in polls and things like that, but it's no doubt a little bit of motivation. But again, I think your reference is a good one. You know, it doesn't really matter where you get picked because that's a very good example of why it's not really that accurate.
Also, recognition for a couple of you guys. Dre Miller, first-team all-conference and well-deserved. He's one of the big offensive threats in the league.
Yeah, I mean, Dre had a great spring and, you know, really came into his own. So we're excited, you know, for him to have the opportunity to play again this fall. And he's been awesome all summer. You know, the guy's been doing a great job in June and July. So Dre, you know, obviously very talented, but there's really nobody who works harder than him, too. So in terms of being a captain on this team, I mean, his impact is pretty heavy with this team.
Also, recognition, honorable mention, all-conference for Bryce Coley. And good to see him get that recognition at a spot where, well, often you're overlooked, but such an important part of the team.
When we get on the calls about all-conference players and, you know, you advocate for you guys, you don't get to vote for your own. When Bryce came up in the spring, that he was probably the guy I went at pretty hard because Bryce has started 40 straight games here, and he has missed one snap. He got here 2 weeks into training camp as a true freshman, started 2 weeks later, and he's never stopped since. So he's it's unbelievable the impact he's had and the consistency. And if he stays healthy, he'll end up, knock on wood, probably starting more games than any UMaine player in history.
That's tremendous. So we're talking with Nick Charlton, Maine football coach here on Downtown. Every week, it seems like you guys are bringing in more players to the roster. There's no offseason for the Maine coaching staff, and a couple new guys announced yesterday. Tell us first about your transfer kicker from Florida Atlantic, Vladimir Rivas.
Yeah, I mean, Vlad, somebody we've been talking to for a while. You know, we feel like we needed to get some competition going in the kicker room and at kickoff, and, you know, he certainly is proven he's capable of doing that and did it at FAU and had a really good visit. So, like you said, it hasn't really stopped. It's definitely a little different, you know, type of July with the portal and things like that, but that's probably the nature of college football at this point. So we're just trying to improve the roster, and at the end of the day, it's taking people that fit the program. That's the biggest thing. Like, we always believe we can recruit talented players here, but you got to be able to be a fit for our program. And Vlad, I think, is a good example.
And another defensive back yesterday, too, as you announced the addition to the roster of Tyrell Edwards from Dodge City Community College with 5 years of eligibility left. Love that.
Yeah. No, the old COVID rules. Yeah, we, you know, with Tyrell, he is actually from Irvington, New Jersey, originally, which is another one of our incoming freshmen. That's where he played his high school football and grew up. So we have a connection with those guys down there, and Tyrell played a year out at Dodge and did a great job. So he's been up here for the last couple of weeks and doing really well through the workouts.
Well, we're not very far away, less than 45 days from opening night. When does camp get underway? When do players report?
So August 3rd. So we've had the guys up June and July, like I said, and gave them a few days off around the 4th. And we give them about 5 days off. starting after tomorrow's workout. So they get a little bit of time, and then we get rolling for real on Tuesday, they report.
Now, obviously, you played football in the spring, but you were playing games. You were concentrating on winning those games. But it did give you some insight into what you had for this coming season. Will that mean you treat preseason any differently this year?
I think the only we won't. There's a few rule changes and things like that about what you can wear on certain days, how many days you can go full pads, things like that. But in terms of, you know, player evaluations, I mean, the one thing the spring gave us is those game reps, and you can't replicate them. So for us, we do have a little more of an understanding of, you know, where some of those guys are at, you know, the super freshman classes, we call them, because they all kept their eligibility. But most of them played. And so for us, you know, we've kind of fast-tracked the evaluation, and then more importantly, their learning and ability to execute, you know, the type of schemes that we're trying to do. So I think that for that and for them, it's a huge advantage. In terms of what we're going to do in August, it's really just load management. The one thing that I'm just kind of taking a look at.
Right.
We haven't really held anything back in June or July. We haven't had any issues. Now, obviously, you know, it's different than playing real football. So I'm going to evaluate that as we go, but we have a pretty good schedule set, and I think we'd like to stick to it.
Is the plan to go with a 2 or 3 scrimmages?
So you're only allowed 2 now.
Oh,
so
okay.
That is a rule, so we're going 2. But for us, we usually do anyway, to be honest with you. So a couple years ago when I became the head coach, we did 2, and then the last one is more of like a game simulation and then typically a young guy scrimmage. So we'll end up doing something similar to that, but in terms of, you know, true scrimmages, we'll do.
And, man, I have to tell you, my son and I were up checking out the new turf a couple of weeks ago. He was very impressed, and even me, I felt like it took a couple of tenths of a second off my 40 time. I am that much faster on the new turf. I can't wait to see what it will do with actual athletes.
It is, that is scientifically proven. So it's a great surface. I mean, it's big for our program, obviously. I mean, you know the need that was there. And to have this turf now for our current players, you know, most importantly, it's been huge and had such a big impact. And then for recruiting, you know, I mean, this shows an investment by the university into our program and the university as a whole. So with athletics, and I just think it's a big first step with the grant, and we're certainly excited about it. I mean, I think it looks awesome. So it's been great.
We're excited for opening night, Thursday, September 2nd. The Black Bears host the Delaware Blue Hens at Alphonse Stadium, Morris Field. Nick Charlton, great to talk with you. As always, welcome back from vacation, and we'll see you up there on the sidelines very soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Rich.
Thanks, Nick. Talking football, Black Bears, it was CAA Media Day today. We'll have details of those meaningless preseason polls and talk about some of the other sports headlines in just a little bit.